Let's talk about how to reframe negative emotions.
It combines the power of the mind with the wisdom of your heart, and it just helps you to unlock your potential.
Put your hands together for Game Angels!
Hey everyone, welcome to my Shiny Minds show.
My name is Shiny Burjuinsal. I am the proud creator of NeuroShine Technology and your NeuroShine coach. Today, I would love to talk to you about your emotions. Not the positive ones, but the negative ones. Specifically, how you can reframe them. Reframing is a terminology in neurolinguistic programming that we use. If something is not as empowering, you want to turn that disempowering sense of the sentence or the word, and you create a new meaning out of it, and that becomes empowering. And reframing is important because most of the time we don't even realize what is going on with us. We are so automatic with our language, including the words that we use for our emotions, and it might just, you know, slip your mind to think about them. As a licensed trainer of neurolinguistic programming, I feel responsible to inform everybody about not only their language, but also about their emotions. And emotions are just emotions. They are signs, they are your feelings inside, and they give you some sort of a message. They are not there to harm you. Emotions are symptoms. Just think of, you know, how you eat something, and if your body has a reaction to it, you're going to have a symptom, right? Just like that. When you have a negative emotion, which means that it's a symptom, whatever happened, a behavior, a conversation, a thought, something bothered you, and that is a sign, that's a symptom. And picture this with me. Emotions are on a spectrum. When you imagine the spectrum, this is zero, this part is minus, and this part is plus. When everything falls, I'm talking about your emotions, if your emotions fall on this side of the spectrum, they're considered negative emotions. Let's talk about anger, for example. If you're at the very end of the spectrum, do you know how you feel? You feel furious. You feel mad. And as you move up, you feel angry. Or maybe you feel frustrated. Right in the middle, 0 point, you're neutral. And you start moving up to this side. Now you're calm, and as you go forward, you are peaceful, serene, so on and so forth. You get it? So it's actually a spectrum, and if you look at your emotions as symptoms, and something that you can change from this side to that side, then you're going to feel empowered. And that's why you need to reframe them. And I have some tips for you, and here's the first one. Identify them. Based on the latest statistics, unfortunately, we are not educated about our emotions. Most of the time, we use maybe like 5 emotions. How are you feeling? Good. How are you feeling? Bad. How do you do? You know, I had better days. But what are they? How exactly are you feeling? What is the name of that emotion? Maybe we need to study more about emotions, their names, their sources, and what they represent for us, how we react to behaviors and thoughts and conversations and give those emotional responses, those symptoms. When you identify them, now you know what to do with them and you can move on to step number 2, which is appreciate them. Why do you need to appreciate your negative emotions? You might be wondering. Because just like anything else that makes you you as a human, your emotions are also a part of you. They are there to give you a message. I always talk about my galactic perspective when it comes to emotions, especially negative emotions. They do have the existential right to exist, okay? they have the right to exist. They have the right to be in this universe. Just this frequency, this energy, because they are there to teach you something, a lesson, some area to grow. And if you don't hear them, if you don't appreciate them, you're never going to understand why they are there, what they're trying to teach you. If you ignore them, avoid them, or hide them, you will never find the opportunity to grow with them. That's why you want to appreciate them, and you can go to the third step. Communicate with them. How are you going to communicate with your negative emotions? Well, just like you communicate with anybody else. You sit down, you ask, you listen. You listen. I want to highlight. You don't debate. You don't try to win over. You don't try to defend. You just listen. And ask this question to yourself. What is possible for me? If I am angry, if my anger is teaching me that there is something bothering me, then maybe it has power over me. Maybe my anger is teaching me that I need to grow out of this thing and I need to become someone who is peaceful no matter what happens. Maybe you just need to let go. Maybe you're trying to control something that is out of your control. Whatever that is, I am telling you there is something to learn, something to grow with. And that's why communicating with your emotions is the best thing you can ever do if you want to take your power back. And last but not least, number four. This is a cute one now. I do want you to hug your emotions. Yep, even the negative ones. Well, they're kind of cute, aren't they? If you give them the love and the attention, just like you give love and attention to anything else, they're going to feel appreciated, they're going to feel loved, and they're going to feel heard. And guess what? When somebody feels heard and appreciated, they stop bothering you, right? They are kind of like cool. They are in the moment and they let it go. Just like that, if you imagine, if you personify your negative emotions, if you give them an identity, a look, a face, a voice, and if you hug them, if you can understand where they're coming from, then you're going to have a bond with them. And then they're not going to stop you, but they're going to help you. I hope these four tips were helpful for you to reframe your negative emotions, because I know we can absolutely improve our emotional intelligence every day, every way, whatever we can do, right? If you like this video, please share it with your friends so that they can also improve their emotional intelligence. And subscribe to my channel to watch more videos like this. Because you know, we can absolutely make this world a better place with more love and shiny minds.